Up next, we're going to hear some messages from folks on the inside, former and current prisoners. We are on the line live with Phoenix, who has some messages. Phoenix, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome to News Now.
Hey, thanks.
So you have some messages for us, for folks who would like to say something on Prisoner Justice Day?
Totally, yeah. I have a poem that was written for a prisoner named Nick, who's in Collins Bay right now, serving a three-year sentence. And then I have a letter that was sent to me, or sent to the coalition that I work with, from a gentleman called named Colin Lake. I'm not sure what institution he's from. I don't have the envelope with me.
That's okay. So you're welcome to share those messages.
Okay, so I'll read the poem first, and then I'll read the letter.
Sure.
So the poem, today is our special day, prisoners justice for all, in memory of those who died so I can hang photos on my wall. I'm doing my own time. Yes, I'm locked up in a cage. What my lost brothers suffered fill my soul with rage. To me, it's such a shame that they were forced to fight. It ended up taking death to prove that they were right. If it wasn't for those brave men, we'd be put in a deep, dark hole, fed nothing but bread and water, and beat for not knowing our role. So in honor of the prisoners, what they fought for was true. From the bottom of my heart, I'd like to say thank you. So that was the poem, and so I'll start the letter. Here we are again. It's 2011, and Prisoners Justice Day is almost upon us once more. This is a day full of mixed emotion for many doing the time and those who care for us and are watching us do the time. This is my 10th plus year straight knowing and participating in Prisoner Justice Day. Participating can take on many forms for different people. For me, other than voluntary fasting, I try and share some of the knowledge and information from men who have been doing this longer than I have and have passed their knowledge down. Men like Peter Collins, who is a longtime advocate for better treatment of men and women doing their time. Because of the nonstop work from people like Peter and many others, we have a voice. This did not come without a cost to the ones voicing their feelings. The unwritten rule is, don't challenge us and we will not F up your life. These men and women have been pushing for their courageousness, even to the point that some have lost their lives in prison and others are mercilessly targeted. So it is not free what we have. Sacrifices have been made by many people of all walks of life, family members of ours, volunteers, advocates, that take on this challenge to try bringing about change. All have felt the pressure and at times chastised for their work. The mistake of those who take offense to this, being exposed especially if there's nothing to hide, is taking it personal, in particular with the law-abiding public. These people are hoping to see a convict, ex-con, do well in society. They don't condone our bullshit. All in opposition of them need to understand this. These people know the truth. If we succeed out in society, they can sleep feeling safe. Check this out. At this moment, it's up to us to use the resources that are available to us in and out of prison, in particular, each other. That is our number one resource. We all know it's hard to get along with strangers, and to add to it all, everyone knows everything, and we're all chiefs. No one wants to be a subordinate. That's failure no matter how you look at it. If we as men and women locked up don't work together, we'll always get effed over by those who may not always like each other, but understand the importance of chain of command, organizing, planning, execution, communication, improving over time, support, rallying around, and loyalty. If this can be achieved by us as a collective, things will change everything in a big way. Everyone will receive what they are entitled to in life, in prison and out of prison. Our families will have less stress. Not as many of us will have violations on the petty S as we do now. More of us will get out on our dates and there'll be less new charges. You get the point. If only the crabs in the bucket mentality can be a thing of the past, I believe it can be. If we try and understand the issue, listen to one another and try to find solutions. That's the whole point of having committees and reps to begin with. Have subcommittees if you have to, but make sure that everyone is on the same page and everyone has a voice. No opinion should be overlooked. Your mind and his mind are individual minds, but multiple minds make up one great mind. Working together never comes easy, but if we practice it, we can get better and achieve better over time. See each other as men and hold each other accountable and help one another. Don't look at each other as individual cliques or by race or what the F ever else. This will only hurt the overall goal. What's the goal? The goal is to fix ourselves in the system along the way, and when we get out, tell the world what's good and bad about the system. Stay out and help each other do the same. Work with those who believe in us and show everyone else we have the power to find success. I'll finish by thanking anyone who has felt the heat over the years and will feel the heat in time to come. Thank you for all you are doing. Thank you for your willingness to work on our behalf. Trust me when I say I know that you don't take the work you do lightly. This is not done as a leisure activity for fame. Hopefully in the days, weeks, and months leading up to August 10th, we will all become stronger in our beliefs and understanding of what's going on around us. Then the work to make our lives and those around us lives count for more each and every day hereafter. If not, our lives will be in constant turmoil in the prison and out in society. That's the end.
Thanks. And who wrote that again?
His name was Colin Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. That was really powerful.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask you quickly, because there was a vigil last night at the Dawn Jail that I believe you attended. Just a quick update. How did it go?
It was really great. I actually emceed the event, and there was probably about, I'd say, 50 people there, if not a little bit more. And we had some really amazing speakers. There was someone from Maggie's. There was someone there from the Toronto Drug Users Union, the Aboriginal HIV AIDS Strategy. Trying to think what other speakers we had there. We talked about a lot of different human rights issues that are happening right now in the prisons and Stephen Harper's Omnibus Crime Bill that he's trying to pass. Along with legislation that passed last year that affects prisoners inside out when they're trying to get parole. And it was really good. I found that it was really emotional, and then we had candlelight vigil after.
That's good, yeah. It's really nice to hear that happens every year, at least. It's a really great place and time for folks to regroup every year.
Mm-hmm. It's really important.
Definitely.
Really important to continue happening.
All right.
I felt like this year was really emotional because of all the deaths that have actually recently just happened before Prisoner Justice Day, with people in custody and people dying at the hands of police. So it was a really emotionally driven event, but it was great.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Phoenix, for joining us on News Now. We're going to wrap up soon, but if folks want to learn more about prison justice organizing in Toronto, are there some good resources?
Well, for right now, I mean, a good coalition for them to contact would be the Canadian Prisoner Advocacy and Outreach Coalition, and they can go to visit the website at cpaoc.ca. And then there's also Rittenhouse, which is a good prisoners rights organization that does a letters to prisoners program. So if you do want to write a letter to a prisoner, you want to get a pen pal, then you can contact Rittenhouse and join that program.
Great. Well, thanks so much again for joining us. And I hope you have a good rest of post-prisoner justice break, I guess.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye.